Maisa Sugya, very relevant Sugya, but really coming from the background, from the sources, to understand why the halacha develops and what are the practical implications with items that you don't or do have to be concerned. Are there any situations that a person could just say, don't worry about it, they don't have to be kosher l'Pesach? The Gemara, in the second parak of Psachim, is that a Psachim?
No.
Is underneath it a Psachim? Did you pass that up?
It's not.
Oh, that. The Gemara in the second parak of Psachim, parak Kol Shah, first mission in the second parak is very, very lumbish parak, Shmaka parak. Kol Shah Shemut Lechol, Michael Behema Lechayel Ophos. Any time that it's mutter for you to eat it, you can even feed it to your animal, your domesticated animal, your non-domesticated animal, the birds. Umocher l'nachrin, you could sell it to a guy. Umutter v'ana also. But it's aver zmano, but once the zman of chametz begins, aser v'ana also. When is that, just practically? When is it aser v'ana? What? So, that's correct. So there actually is different stages of the Isser existing on Erev Pesach. We hold that Midoraisa, everything begins to be Aser from Chatzos and on. That's what the Gemara says, Ach L'Chalik, we cut in half the first day of Erev Pesach, Ach. The Pasuk says Ach L'Chalik, to split the day, and therefore from Chatzos and on, it's for sure aser ba'achila. It's machlokes tanoim, right? If it's fully aser, but there's a mitzvah of tashbisu for you to burn it, but beforehand, already on a level of derabanan, we already push things back to the fifth hour already in terms of isra achila, and the sixth hour in terms of isra anah on a level of derabanan. But the doraisa prohibitions only start past the sixth hour, past chatzos, past midday. On Erev Pesach. So the Gemara tells us that it's mutter ba'ana. So the Gemara asks the following question. Mutter ba'ana, if it's not Pesach yet, do you have to tell me it's mutter ba'ana today? Pshita. It's pashit. Max Harvey. Pshita. Lo tzricha. So what's the answer? Lo tzricha. What was the chiddush of the Mishnah? The Mishnah is obviously coming to tell you a chiddush. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Shecharcho kodem zmano. What does charcho kodem zmano means? You totally incinerated, you totally destroyed this item before the zman of Pesach. So the Gemara is introducing to us a concept that you could have full-fledged chametz and you can alter that chametz and do something to that chametz to make it that it's not going to be an Isser of Chametz after Pesach, what Pesach begins, and namely it will be what? Mutter be'ana, says the Mishnah. The Kamash Malan Kedarava, and the Chiddush of the Gemara is like Rava taught us. Da'amar Rava, as Rava tells us, Charchu Kodem Zmano Mutter la'ana, Afilu la'achar Zmano. Rava taught us that if you take care of your Chametz before Pesach, that you destroy it, you incinerated it, you mamish made it, that it's totally invalid. So then, it's mutter even on Pesach. It no longer carries with it the shame. Comment. We'll talk about it. You'll see, there are going to be many ways. Now, what's the level of an item losing its shame chametz on Pesach? So, in general, when a person learns or Yerodea, a person opens up a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Do we have an Avodah Zarah here?
Yeah.
Excellent. Somebody comes prepared. Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Samach Zayin Amud Beis says as follows. Fascinating Gemara, crucial Gemara for the rest of the year. Listen to this, Isaac, so you don't want to miss it. Gemara has a machloikis. Is Noisin Tam Lefgam Aser or is Noisin Tam Lefgam Mutter? What's Noisin Tam Lefgam mean? It's anger.
It gives taste for the worst, but it's Pagam in the taste.
Namely, how would you say that in English in a normal way?
Spoils.
The item now spoils. It's now, this combination is not geschmack. Says the Gemara, Tanya, the Braisa says, Echad noisen tanuf kan ve echad noisen tanuf shvach, also the different mayor. What's Rebbe Meir's opinion, Steinberg? That nosin tam lefgam is osir, just like nosin tam leshvach. Even though it's spoiled, lemais, it's nevela, you guy. Reb Shimon, oimer leshvach osir, ulefgam mutter. But Reb Shimon holds what? No. If it's geshmak, if it's leshvach, then it's mutter. If it's lefgam, then if it's leshvach, it's osir. If it's lefgam, then it's mutter.
Is that objective, or is that...
Oh, very good. So there is an objective standard. But it doesn't have to be that it's totally, totally spoiled. If the tooth, if it now lowered its taste, that it's not,
so
not as good.
Like,
what?
You like something burnt.
Right, so then that will be mutter. That will be mutter. It's an objective standard, yeah.
Objectively, people don't like it.
Right. Even this is, right. Yeah, good question. Oh, sure, he's good. So the Gemara says, my time of the Rebbe Meir. What's the source of Rebbe Meir? My time under Rebbe Meir, Gomer Migule Akum. Where does he learn it from? What's Giule Akum?
Hagola.
What does he mean? What source is Giule Akum? Anyone know what Parsha that is?
Hagola.
Not. That's not the same thing as Giule. Hagola. Is Hagola the same thing as Tfilas Kehillah?
No, this is more than one.
Korah
is more than one.
Gosha, this is the fundamentals of Kashrus Shir.
Whatever you do, it's...
No, it's not dunking things. I think you were the one who actually said that the first time.
What are those things?
Kabbalah,
right, exactly. Kabbalah, Kafolta.
Yeah,
that's where kashering. Kashering is Hagola. Where do we get the idea of kashering from?
That's just
mid-bay. Parsha?
Isn't that
which
just
Parsha is that?
Korah? Which part?
Tzav, that's good. You're right. But that's not where Midian is. But that's true. Tzav has also Hagola in the Beis HaMikdash. No.
It's in
Bar. Bar where?
No.
No, where's Mohammed's Midian?
No.
Come on, Balkor.
Where
Chukas.
No.
Midian.
Matos. So the Torah says that when you defeat the Midianim, you should what? You should do Hagolah, Giulei Klei Midian. You should do Hagolah on those Kalim. What I was doing till midnight last night on my sink, which is not pashut, not simple. Hagola.
You put it in the
steam
ground.
It, right? You boil water and you pour it in the sink.
Hashering is not putting things in the ground.
Or you can steam it.
Didn't you hear Zook?
That's what I did. That's what I thought.
You can steam it. Steam is the same thing. Right?
Steamers is questionable.
It is.
I took a pot of water. Boiled it up on my stove.
You just put it in the
wait
mikvah?
Until.
Why is that? Why is
not going by it? We're forget it. Let's just go on.
Why is the
steamer questionable? So says.
Wait, why is the steamer questionable?
Giuleakum. Giuleakum. Lav nosin tam lefgamahu. So the Gemara says, why do you have to do a Hagala on Giuleakum? Isn't all the Giuleakum already nosin tam lefgam? Isn't all of it, you know, spoiled taste that were retained in those kalim? And still, what did the Torah say? V'asar rachmana. So says Rebbe Meir, you see what? From the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlomo was mitzavah me to do Hagola, even though the absorbed taste in the walls of the pots from the Midyanim is already nosin tam lefgam, already spoiled taste, that what? You see, even spoiled taste, you need to do what? You need Tagashi, you need Tagolo. So no Sintam Lefkam is Osir. So the Gemara says, Hachanami Lashna, V'idach der Avuna Bereid der Avchia, D'amar Avuna Bereid der Avchia, Lo Osir Torah, Elik der Rabas Yoyma, D'lav Pogamu. V'idach der Rabas Yoyma, Nami Yevshad Lo Pogma Porta. So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says that since those Kalim, by the way, we're both saying, whenever you ask a Rav Shaila, And he asks you, oh, I trafed up this, I trafed up that.
That's
and what do we ask? We ask,
as well.
Where else he asks the less? What's the second question we're going to ask? Was it used in the last 24 hours. What's the relevance of that question?
It's in the wall.
Is it a kedera bas yoma or is it a kedera ina bas yoma? Why do I care if it was a kedera bas yoma, if it was used that day or not used that day? If it was not, right, if it was not used that day, then what? What are you applying? Which principle?
No sentan
lefkam. The taste absorbed by the walls after 24-hour period is automatically going to be spoiled taste. So therefore, even though l'chatchila, a person does not have the right to use that kli without kashering it, but b'di'evit, if you already trafed it up or you already used it, b'di'evit, it's mutter because it's no sentan lefkam. So Rabbi Yossi, that is the machloikes, whether or not the when the Torah was mitzavimi in Giule Klei Midyan, was it talking about the kalim that were used prior, with past 24 hours, and therefore Afal Pichan, the Torah says you have to do Agala. So you see, no sintam lefgam is usur, or no, it was no. Or we say like, or no, we say that the Torah was talking about those kalim that were used that day. But in Echnami, no sintam lefgam, the Torah would have never said you needed to kasher. Good? L'chadchila midirabonon, but not midiraisa. I'm talking on the level of sukkah. Midirabonon, they say not to use an eno ben yomo kli, even after 24 hours. Why? Because zegzera atu bas yoma. If you're going to now start using kalim that are eno ben yomas and say, oh, it's been 24 hours, I can use my non-kosher bats, so then what's going to happen? The next day, you're going to use even kalim within the 24 hours. So therefore, the Gemara in the end of Avodah Zarah said, Zera eno ben yoma atu ben yoma, and therefore you have to kasher everything even after 24 hours. But a chaps and afkamino, what if a person ipso facto, by accident, did cook something, it doesn't trafe up the food. That's the source of eno ben yoma, is from this parsha, is from this Gemara. But Rabbeisai, says Rabbi Shimon, what's your source, Steinberg, that an item that's no sintam lefgam is not problematic? Because the Torah says, lo sochel kol nevela, lager asher b'sherecha titnenu. So there's a linkage between what? Not eating a nevela, and what? Giving it to a ger. So the Gemara says the following drasha. Remember this drasha. Nevela ha-ru'uya lager kruya nevela, nevela she'ena ru'uya lager, ena kruya nevela. What does that mean? It means the barometer of whether or not an item is treif or not is something which is edible to who?
Right.
To a ger, to a mankind, human consumption. The barometer is nevela ruy legrer. That is when it comes to all halachas of kashrus. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Zayin, going on to Samach Ches Amid Aleph, no sintam lefgam is dependent on what is edible to man. Nevela ruy legrer. So ger there is not referred to as a ger tzedek, as a real person who's megayer. It's referring to the ger tosha. It's referring to a person who's a goy, but he keeps shev mitzvahs b'nei noach. There's two usages of ger in the Torah, also in the world of Shabbos, right? Lo sasiko malacha, atu vinchavitecha, atu chavamascha, v'gercha asher v'sharecha. V'gercha asher v'sharecha, right? Is that, what's that referring to? Is that talking about a guy who was megayer in the Bezdin last week? The answer is no. Because obviously that person has to keep Shabbos. He's talking about a ger toshev. The Ramban writes la'alocha, midoraisa. For me to tell a ger toshev to do malacha on Shabbos is an issa d'oraisa, not a mir la'akim d'rabanan. There's an issa d'oraisa for you to tell a ger toshev to do malacha on Shabbos. Just like there's an issa for you to tell your katan, atu bin chubitah. Just like there's an issa for you to make a behemoth to do malacha on Shabbos. Those are all d'oraisas. So ger is there, is talking about a ger toshev. But avada and avada, what ger tzedek, because there's no difference in a ger tzedek and a yisrael.
Va'avtem
es ager.
Isn't that a weird lashon?
What?
Is that a weird lashon to use?
I can't hear what you said.
Is that a weird lashon to use? Yeah.
No, because the ger toshev goes through a gerus process. The Rishonim write that they have to be makabel in front of Bezdin, the Sheva Mitzpino. So it's a mixa. The Ritva writes in Maxis, it's a mixas gerus.
So we wouldn't have that.
There is a sort of no. We don't have that now. Yeah.
Oh, so we could
say. So you can tell.
So you can still tell.
Right. Yeah. although there was a psak of Rav Kook that many of the people that were against the Heter Mechira, because what's the main issue with the Heter Mechira? I think I might have mentioned this in the beginning of the year. What's the main issue with the Heter Mechira? Aside for the fact that it's shtick and people don't like the... No, leave it. No, I'm not always. what's the main issue of the Heter Mechira? What are you doing by the Heter Mechira? You're selling Eretz Yisrael to a goy. So how do you get around that? So Rav Kook, how do you know he's a goy? If he's not a goy, then you have a serious problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The whole point is that you want to sell.
What?
Maybe that's one of the problems.
Maybe you should be sure.
No.
It's really ours, I think.
So Cesar Cook.
That's exactly what we were saying.
So Cesar Cook. So Cesar Cook. How do you get around that? Lo sechanim. So Cesar Cook. So some achronim say like that. But then the achronim say if that's the case, then it's not really going to help for shvius either. That's part of the debate. But Cesar Cook, the iser doesn't apply to a Ger Toisha. The Rebbeinu Shlom says when we move into Eretz Yisrael, we're allowed to keep Goyim that are Mekabel Shev Mitzvot Bnei Noach. So therefore, the Issa doesn't apply when it comes to Ger Toisha, we're allowed to live in. The Seder of Kook, if you sell it to an Arab who doesn't believe in Avodah Zarah, who has the status of a Ger Toisha, so then maybe the Issa Lo Sechanim won't apply. And you're allowed to give it away. So that was Rav Kook's suggestion. But they point out that if so, Senator Rav Kook, you have a very big issue to ask that goy to do malacha for you on Shabbos, because you just violate the iser of lo sasekum malacha atu v'nchovitecho v'gercha asher b'sharecha. So you can't have your cake and eat it too. If you're going to be machar over there, you can't be makel over here. So it'll be potentially an iser daraisa. Why are we talking about this? Oh, gercha. So that's what's talking about the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. But Rabbi Isai, if you turn to the Gemara in Psachim on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara in Psachim says the level of invalid and ability to reach and now make it that it's no longer chametz is not the same as kashrus on every Tuesday morning. Chametz is different. Why is chametz different, Steinberg? What does the Gemara in Psachim say by a pas sheipsha, a bread that spoils? It has to be to the level that even a kelev, an animal, will not be interested in this item. It can't be just not edible to man. So therefore, the Gemara says, let's say I have an item that for human consumption, this would not be edible, this would not be interesting. But for animals, it would still be interesting. Do you violate Bayerad, Bayamatsu? Do you violate Chametz? The answer is yes. The Gemara in Psachim and Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis say the standards for Chametz are different than the standard for every other non-kosher nevela or non-kosher meat that the Torah says is Tali on a Ger. Why is that so? Why is it different? Okay, that's all Derech HaMachshava. But the Ran explains in that Gemara why we have a higher standard for Chametz. Because the Torah didn't only aser Chametz, Rabosai. The Torah didn't only aser and prohibit edible food of edible Chametz on Pesach. What else did the Torah aser? Another category. Seor. What's Seor? Yeast. Yeast is not food. Yeast is something which makes other things chametz. It has enzymes that has the ability to be machmitz isos acheros. So if the Torah already explicitly went out of its way and didn't only prohibit and say lo sochal kol chametz, but the Torah also says shivas yam so'or lo yimatzu b'batechem, you shouldn't even have ingredients that make chametz, catalysts, things that aren't edible that make chametz. That is already something that's going to be considered usher. So therefore, the Ran says that now is Megalan reveals to us the standards for chametz are much, much different and we have to be more severe. And whereas in the world of kashrus, the Gemara and Avodah Zarah will tell you that it has to be nevei la ruya yiger, it has to be edible for man. When it comes to Pesach, it has to go to the level that it's not edible for even a kelev. Good. So now we know the standards. So we know that going into Pesach, the Mishnah told us, going into Pesach, if we destroy it, if we're chorech, if we incinerate it, if we totally transform this item to be on the level of what? Eino roi l'achilas, kelev. Then in the world of chametz, we take care of it. Good. But I have a question, Rabosai. What's my question? The Gemara is very strange. Why is the Gemara strange? The Gemara says that Rava says, if you destroy this item and make it invalid for prior to Pesach, like we just said, to the level of not eating it for a kelev, then it's mutter bahana. What didn't the Gemara say?
For eating.
The Gemara never said it's mutter v'achila. Why didn't the Gemara say it's mutter v'achila? Comes along the Ran in Meseches Psachim, and the Ran says, Rabbi, relax. You know why the Gemara didn't say mutter ba'achila? Max, yes, it's kasha. You know why the Gemara didn't say mutter ba'achila?
Because you don't eat ashes.
Because you don't eat ashes, Morris says. Because we're not dealing with lunatics. Because we're not dealing with people. It's not necessarily ashes, but even on a lower level. Something that you're machriachid, something that the outsides are already incinerated and are already unedible, who's going to eat such an item? So what's it most relevant for? Most relevant to use it as shampoo. It's most relevant to use it for benefit. It's most relevant to use it for other necessities, for cleaning your house or whatever it is. So are you allowed to be nana from such an item? So says Rava, what's most practical? Yes, since you took care of it and you made it ena roi la'achilas kelev, kodem Pesach. The Gemara was dealing with a common example, says the Ran. However, Rabbi Yisai, the Ran is not the only opinion, and this changes the world of halacha. So many shilas are based on this opinion of the Rosh in Maseches Pesachim in the beginning of the second parak. Comes along the Rosh, and the Rosh says, I know there are certain rabbis out there that read this Gemara lav dafka and say, yeah, it was most common, Steinberg, to be dealing with Hana and not Achila like Morris suggested. But says the Rosh, you read the Gemara wrong. The Gemara meant only Mutar Bana. And only Mutar Bana, and not Mutar Bachil. I asked the Rosh, how could you say such a thing? Lamaisa, this item is totally nifsal, even me'achilas kelev. It's inedible. It doesn't carry on it a shem chametz anymore because you destroyed it. And Rava is telling you that now you took care of this entity prior to Pesach to remove the shem chametz on it. So why should it be restricted in any shape, way, or form? Says the Rosh, I'm going to introduce to you a new concept, la'alacha. This concept, la'alacha, is a one-word concept, but it'll change your whole yontif. What's it called? Achshave. Says the Rosh.
Did you write that down?
That word?
Yeah, that word.
Do you have a marker?
Aleph.
No. Aleph.
Right there.
Where? Go ahead.
Whoa.
Ah, you see that.
Beast.
Now we have a razor. Allah and Shir. Ah. And down. Not really. Achshaveh. You're right. This is Einaroy Lachilas Kelly. You were Chorichid Kodim Zmano. You took care of it beforehand. Yet what are you doing? Says the Rosh on Pesach. You're taking this item and you're putting it in your mouth and you're about to ingest it and you're about to swallow it. Says the Rosh, maybe we shouldn't anymore be objective in the world of kashrus anymore. Maybe we should be subjective. Maybe we should say, even though most people approach this item and say, like Abitan suggested at the beginning of this year, that objectively this is Eino Roi Elachilas Kelev, and it's not food, and therefore you should be mutter to do whatever you want with it, says the Rosh, that's only if a person doesn't go as far as an extent to actually swallow this item and eat this item. But once the person shows and demonstrates that this item is valuable to him, is something edible to him, is something that he wants to eat it for whatever shape or form, although he looks crazy, says the Rosh, he was machshiv, he gave it chashivas, he revived this entity, and therefore what? Even though before Pesach, you ruined the status of the item, you took care of it beforehand, you were machrechit kodem zmano, says the Rosh, you just made this chametz again. And that's why it's us. And therefore the Rosh says, the Gemara reads like a charm. Rava says, chorcho kodem zmano, mutter what? The hana. But if a person actually goes to the extent to actually ingest it and swallow it, that is an action of giving this item chashivas, and therefore the Gemara was very specific to say that it's still aser ba'achila. So don't read the Gemara like the Ran suggests, that the Gemara's lavdafka, and the Gemara only meant something that was practical, something that's usual, and most people don't eat these items. But really, says the Ran, the Gemara means that it's bein mutter ba'ana and mutter ba'achila, and it's relevant that anything that became nifsal me'achilas kelev and hit the standards on Erev Pesach is now going to be mutter even on Pesach. Says the Rush, no, that might apply to Hana, but it's not going to apply to something which is now being Nechal, because then you give it Achshavei and Chashivas. Says the Taz in Hilchos Yom Kippur, this is Nogeya even to Inyan Yom Kippur. Let's say you eat something that's unedible on Yom Kippur as well. This din of the Rush will apply across the board. It's not only Nogeya to Hilchos Pesach. And it's going to be nogeya to all the world of kashrus if you hold like this rush. So the million-dollar question, literally million-dollar question, because this affects huge, huge consumer market, is who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like the rush, or do we paskin like the ran? Rabbi Isai, you open up a Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Pesach, the Mechaber, the Mishabura, all paskin like the rush. Whoa. Even if an item is nifsal, kodem Pesach, if a person will swallow and will ingest that item, it will now be a problem of chametz, and you just revived the item, you just gave that resuscitation, you just made it alive again, and no matter how much it was altered before Pesach, it's not going to help, and you have to make sure not to swallow. Whoa, Rabbi, so here's my question. If that's the case, so then all my medicines have to be what? Kosher LePesach, no. Because what am I doing when it comes to medicines? I'm eating, I'm swallowing all these items. So therefore what? I am now violating the Rush's opinion of Achshaveh. Hold the phone, we'll get to that in a second. Yeah.
Are you actually eating medicine?
Oh, excellent.
Well, the thing about rotating Talmud Gam, is that also that if it's so spoiled that no one will eat it, Kosher LePesach?
No, that no sintam of gam in kashrus is adam, but in chametz is kelev.
So would that also apply for just having like trumas and maestros?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was first.
Thank you.
With this, what about that rule that you said that once you eat it, well, once it's considered something on Pesach before, then.
Oh, we'll get to that. We're not even up to that yet. That's the next part.
If something is burnt, it usually gets smaller. So is there like a size that we're talking about in terms of...
So let me ask you something, Rabbi Osai. Are you allowed to have a crumb of chametz on Pesach?
No.
Why not?
Chatzishir.
Chatzishir asman atara. Are you allowed to own a crumb of Pesach on Pesach?
No.
That's a big question amongst the poskim. Shagasariya writes that the Isser Ba'yiro Ba'yimotze does not apply to Chatzishir. Only apply to Dukhzai's and Chametz. If you have a crumb, Shagasariya holds that Chatzishir only applies to the eating of it and not the owning of it. Why should that be? If it's also Chatzishir, it's also not there. Anyone know?
Because of this rush.
No.
Chatzishir only applies to eating it, not the owning it.
No,
why? That's what the Shagasari is saying.
Didn't
why?
You were learning the sugya like Chati Shir, like Asr, Chati Shir, then you Asr the whole thing.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Chati Shir is only something that is based on a tziruf. Oh,
right, that was
that if I can eat it, if I have a chat, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, since I have a Chati Shir, it's Chazi Litztarufe, it could join with another Chati and now create an Isser, meaning. Technically, even if I just ingest a chatzishir, right? If I eat another chatzishir, I could now, within a certain time zone, which we actually learned from yesterday's parsha, Mitzorah, that if you eat it b'chdei achilas pras, you just violate an issur d'oraisa. So if I have a piece of nevela, chatzishir of nevela, technically that could be mitzarif to be a whole shir kazayis, that could chazi litzarif to be an issur. Says the Shagzaya, that applies to something that's chazilitz darufe. Bal yiram bal yimotze is never chazilitz darufe. You don't have that din of kedei achilas pras of that time zone of achila. So therefore, it's not going to apply to bal yiram bal yimotze.
Is
the shagas aryeh the only opinion out there? He's not the only opinion out there. It's a big machlokes apayskim whether or not this is accepted la'alacha. What? Because the din of Yosef of being mitzaref la'achila of kedei achilas pras only applies to achila, not only. Let's say I only have a chatzis shir. So then that's it. You just have a chatzis shir. It's never going to get to your shir. Theoretically, if you bought more food, you could combine it. But that's just because it became a kazayis now. So avada kazayis is us. Over here, every nibble could become chazal tzarev through kadeh chazal prah. So back to what we're talking about. So once we pass on like the rush. So now, the million-dollar question comes from Moshe Feinstein in his Chubis in Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Simen Sadi Beis. And Rav Moshe says, Chelek Beis, Simen Sadi Beis, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, that do medications have to be kosher l'Pesach? So Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe, this is not only a kosher l'Pesach issue, what about in general?
Right.
I have medicines that have gelatin in them, or have things that are nifsal. Gelatin's another question we should really talk about. But what happens if those items don't have taste? They're nifsal me'achila. In the kol torakulu will be sufficient to be nifsal me'achilas adam. Pesach, it has to be not only nifsal me'achilas adam, it has to be nifsal me'achilas kalev. So comes along Rav Moshe and says, well, once you apply the rush, do you say achshavei? Came along Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and they suggested, not everyone paskens like this, Rabosai, and therefore you'll find people, when it comes to Pesach, and when it comes to Kol Torah Kula, they will be machmer on this. Namely, the Shagas Aryeh that I told you to look up, in Simen Ayin Hey, is machmer about this. But they say that a person who ingests medicines that are nifsal, for medicinal reasoning, that is not achshavei. The Rush specifically meant to eat, and consume it for achila purposes. But if a person is swallowing a pill for health reasons, for medicinal purposes, that is not achshavei. But then the next stage, Rabosai, which the CRC and many kashrus organizations is not willing to say that Rav Moshe's kula will apply, is vitamins. Vitamins, one could argue, a person is using it in order to get more nutrients, to enhance their diet for achila purposes. So even if the item is actually nifsal, even if the item is not necessarily edible, but do I have Rav Moshe's kula to say that that's medicinal? That's a gray area. You'll find different poskim that say different things. But Rav Moshe clearly was only talking about medicinal reasonings. Therefore, that's a very common question, especially pertaining to prenatal vitamins. There are many rabbanim that are still makel and apply the same logic to prenatal, but it might actually connect to the issue of Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe had a machlokes whether or not vitamins are allowed to be taken on Shabbos. So if you hold that vitamins are mutter on Shabbos because you're taking it for nutritional reasonings, that will create l'chora, that logic should create a what? Should be a chumra or a kula on Pesach. It should be a chumra on Pesach. Because that means it's something like achila, it's not medicinal. But if you hold that on Shabbos, it's like medicine, and I would be machmer, I think what Abitan's saying is 100% correct, then one would be noted to say that on Pesach, then it would be mutter, because then it's a medicinal item. So it could depend on the person. It could depend on the person. It could depend on the situation. Certain people take it for nutritional reasons. Certain people, Rav Shlomo Zalman splits between, depending on the vitamins, what the reason is on Hilcha Shabbos. That might affect your approach when it comes to Hilchas Pesach at all. Because at the end of the day, basically, what do you need fundamentally? You need to be that it's not l'achila purposes, but rather it's only for medicinal purposes. Yeah.
I feel like vitamins either way are medicinal. I thought when he was saying that's like taste. You're using it for taste.
No. There is no taste over here. The taste is horrible.
For enjoyment.
But the word is that when I ingest this, I now revive it. There's an achshavei. I now am machshav this item. So now we have to analyze your specific situation. Is it more achiladik or is it more medicinal?
I thought achila meant So it tastes good. I'm enjoying it.
No. This item does not taste good. It's disgusting. It's ash. It's disgusting.
This is obviously outside of the realm of the doctor saying you lack iron, take iron pills.
Right. Or that would probably be more medicinal.
Marijuana.
That,
exactly.
Right.
What about like a fast day? Could you swallow a fast thing?
Right. So if the item is non-edible and the item does not have taste, so Ohora would be mutter. Exactly. But Rabbeisai, beware. Remember, everything we're talking about fundamentally is talking about items that are what? That are not edible. Ingested but not edible. The second you have a pill that has sweetener on the outside like an Advil, or you have a chewable, or you have kids' medicines that have sweeteners in them, so then automatically those are not even in the world of Achshavei. That's not Nifsal anymore. That tastes good. Those items are edible. Adarava. They're sweet. They're great. They're geschmack. So everything will apply. Or let's say I would take this pill. And I mix it into my cup of chocolate milk on Pesach. Says the Mishnah Berurah Beferish. That's no longer in this situation anymore. That's now very good. So therefore, you would not be allowed to rely on those situations.
So is it any taste in general, or just if you enjoy the taste? Meaning, there's that great.
No. The taste is bad. Oh, you're asking me
in terms of the great.
I don't care whether or not you drink Sentinel or not. It's sweet.
No one likes grapes.
I don't care, Ezra. I don't care what jelly bean you take out of the can. They're all edible. But Steinberg.
Are you not allowed to have edibles?
No, you know. I'll tell you when you have to go.
Got him.
Avi. But why is it Harcho Kodem's man?
So you better.
The guy is such a Baal Shita. He's like Sanhedrin, or that's it.
Wait, so you're not
so
interesting.
He's so litfish.
Not Baal Shita, though.
Shivish. Chevra. Why is it Chorchel Kodem's man? I don't understand. Ezra. If I'm Amish Morris, ask me a Kasha.
What is the Kasha I asked
you? Yeah.
Why can't you just.
If you tell me.
Yeah.
That you destroy this item before Pesach.
So why can't you destroy it afterwards?
Why can't you destroy it after Pesach?
Because once it's over, it means something.
Why don't you say, why didn't Rava say, okay, good. Excellent answer, Ezra. Let me just say out the question first. Says Rava on Gemara Chaf Aleph Amvez, Charchel Kodem Zmano is Mutter Bano. So now we just analyze according to the Rush and the way we paskin. That Gemara is very specific. It's only Mutter Bano and it's not Mutter. Ba'a, why? Because of the Russian's board based on Achshavei. Okay? We're limiting that to situations where you're eating it for nutrition and not situations that you're ingesting it for medicinal reasonings. Fine. But why does it say Chorcho Kodem Zmano? Max Harvey? What about Chorcho Bepesach?
I can't own it.
So Ezra and Ezra and what's your name again? Aaron. Why do I keep on calling you Andy? Aaron Zuckerman and Ezra Taina, Charcho B'toich Pesach. Why isn't that also Charcho B'toich Pesach is mutter? Zucked Andy and Aaron. Zucked Aaron and Ezra. Zucked Aaron and Ezra. What? Zucked Aaron and Ezra. I'll tell you why Rava didn't say that. Because you can't own it on Pesach. So that's not practical. It's usser. So what if I would tell you, Aaron? What if a guy owned it on Pesach, and now the guy makes the toothpaste nifsal le'achila, and now I want to go to CVS on Pesach, and I want to buy that piece of chametz that is nifsal, and now I want to buy it from the store. What will Rava tell you?
Mutter.
What will Rava tell you? Rava will tell you mutter, zok deran, aser. Rava meant koydim zmano, and not acher zmano. So let's understand what Mickey's saying. Says the Ran something that I couldn't even believe when I saw this for the first time. There's a halacha when it comes to mukza on Shabbos, that the mukza status, whether or not something will be mukza or whether or not something will be mutter, is from the beginning. When? From when? Which point now? I want to know a time. What's it called?
Man halacha.
Bein? Bein hashmashos. It's called Migo Diskatsoi Ben Ashmosos Diskatsoi L'Chol Yom Kippur. Unfortunately, we didn't get to Muktzah this year. In the upcoming years, we're hopefully going to do Muktzah Tuesday mornings. If we do the halachas of Muktzah. Migo Diskatsoi, if something became Muktzah during the time of Ben Ashmosos, it remains Muktzah for the rest of Shabbos. Comes along the Ran and says, not the same Lashon, but such a similar idea exists when it comes to Pesach. If going into Pesach, this item had a status of chametz, even if it was owned by a Goyisha distributor, even though it was owned by a Goyisha company, even though it never had Balyar Balyamatze, even though it never violated any surim of chametz, says the Ran, it was chametz at the beginning of Pesach, no matter what you do to that item during Pesach, it totally becomes chametz no matter what, and therefore what? Charcha will not help you. It will never become nifsa. So lamaisa, theoretically, so why are you allowed to pick up new toothpaste or new items that don't have any taste that you want to rely on, these pills that have chametz ingredients? The answer is practically that most of these items take a long time to be distributed and to get to the stores. But theoretically, if an item, was nifsal and produced and went through this process on Pesach, then Enachami, Max Harvey is right. Then it will be us. If you find a situation that would be the case, that it was produced and it went through this process only on Pesach and going into Pesach, even though it was owned by a guy prior, it was edible, it had edible ingredients, that is something that, according to this Ran, and according to the way we pass them, the Shavur passes like this Ran, Rava said Chorchel Kodum Zamano, and Kodum Zamano means only Kodum Zamano.
So you can't refill antibiotics on Pesach?
I think all those things went through a long process. Yeah.
Well, let me see if you figure out how to
fish. I asked Shechter about this. You thought that it took a while.
But theoretically, it's not like they make it.
No.
They package it in a box.
You figure out that it's a problem.
So let's say if you call the company, how long does it take for distribution? It takes 3 months. 3 months after Pesach, it should be awesome.
No. Why? You're not.
It's not how much longer. After Pesach, I don't keep it.
God bless. But you say that if it's made on
Pesach. No. It's made on Pesach, and I want to buy it on Pesach.
Oh, after Pesach, it must have.
Yeah, it was owned by a guy. Chametz Shavuot Pesach, as long as it was owned by a guy. If you have a Goyish store that had chametz on Pesach, he doesn't have to sell chametz, he doesn't have an issue.
Oh, so then you can buy it like there after it too.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
As long as it wasn't owned by a Jew.
So you just can't buy it on Pesach.
The issue of Chametz Shavuot Pesach is only for Jewish owned items.
Fireball.
What?
I said fireball.
What's fireball?
It's kosher.
Seven,
what? Is this a storm?
What? No, it's cinnamon whiskey. They say it's kosher, but because it's chametz shavuot on Pesach, it's a Jew that owns it.
Yeah.
It's big hot.
Whiskey called Fireball?
Yeah.
It tastes like red hot.
It's really good.
That's what somebody called. Had it ever?
That's what somebody called.
I don't like it. It's actually pretty good.
I don't think the whiskey, we think Fireball.
That's the point.
We're both right. If you're machmer like the Chagas Aryeh, or like those opinions that hold even medicine, not like Rav Moshe, even medicine, the din of Achshavei applies, Rabbi Yisai, so then what? What are you going to do? How do you take these medicines on Yontif? So there are people that wrap up their medicines in tissue paper, and they swallow it like that, because they're machmir above this Rav Moshe.
You've seen someone do that?
Can you do that? There are people that do
it.
Information.
But if you stick it
into
food, they won't be able to taste it.
No, then that's the Mishnah Berurah.
Wait, this is...
bad, right?
This is based on...
Wait,
what? And how do you take...
Chevra! Can you stop it?
How do you take...
Chevra! Can we go do Birkas Alanis?
How do you take...
What are you saying?
I will have...